just same thing I said after the game. We got to be patient. You know, we got to be patient with them. The most important thing we're going to be harping on is the preparation and the fundamentals and the little things. And the jump happens when you don't become a robot anymore. You understand the why and the what. Why are we doing what we're doing, and what are we trying to accomplish? And it takes a while for anybody. Some, you know, there's been a few guys who've kind of used training camp and the OTAs and have been maybe a little ahead in the beginning. Some guys who haven't gotten most of the first year. So we'll see where they fall, but you got to be patient. They're talented guys. You know, we just got to keep giving them opportunities, and when they get the chance to make plays, they got to make the plays. The fact that they're rookies, I mean, there's going to be mistakes, you know. So hold them accountable and prepare and communicate as well as we can, but it's just, it's not, you know, thrown to older guys out there. It's, you know, young guys who are very talented, who are going to make some great plays by not actually knowing what they're doing sometimes, and there's going to be times where they don't make the right reaction, and just having patience with that, because I think by the end of the year they'll have it figured out. Well, I need to have an outlet. So, you know, I spend time with a lot of time off the field with, you know, probably five or six guys. And so having an outlet to talk through any frustrations is important. But the most important thing is to communicate with them and figure out what style works best for them. Direct communication, though, is always kind of cuts through the uneasiness and the anxiety and any of the gray area in the things that we do. The guys know I'm going to hold them accountable because I believe in them. I've said in camp, if I'm not talking to you, that means that you might be pretty far out on a limb and need to start reeling in a little bit. But there's a standard that I'm going to hold these guys to because I believe in them. But also there's a patience that comes with the inexperience. And I think I've learned to how to balance that, but the direct conversations are the best way. These are good kids, they really are. They want to please, they want to do the right thing, they care about it. But I'm going to figure out a way to continue to get on the same frequency with them. But at the core of it is just communication, making sure that I'm saying the same thing that Vrabel's saying, that Steno's saying, and Matt's saying. And at the end of the day, you know, that's how that trust is built, through the direct communication. Well, we don't want to put them in situations where they're gonna have a low percentage of success. You know, we want to be smart about how we're fostering that confidence, and we don't want to put them in situations where they haven't done something or they might not feel confident, 100% confident doing things. So we're going to be really wary of some of those. At the same time, that has to be kind of balanced by we got to let these guys play, and we got to see what they got. You know, we got to let them open the game and run a go route and see if he can come down with it, and then come back to him and see if he can run another one and come down with it. So it's a balance there. We don't want to put them in a position where they're high likely of maybe not getting it right, but we also want to let them, you know, in the moment and feel the pressure and the anxiety and the expectation of being in that moment and see how they respond, because that's how we're going to know what kind of guys we got.